to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome to the show. I'm here with Dr. David Friedman today. This is Melanie Cole. So, Dr. Friedman, you've been getting a lot of questions, and people always want to know, you know, about nutrition and exercise. And so why don't you go through some listener questions for us today? I believe you've got something on ulcers, and I know a few people with those. So what do we do about them? Read your question for us, would you?
Yeah, it says, I was just diagnosed with an ulcer. Any advice on foods or supplements I should include? This is Richard Fredrickson from South Carolina. Richard, you know, if you have an ulcer, you need, of course, a nutrient-rich diet to help the lining heal. Keep the body healthy. A few things are green leafy vegetables. They contain that high vitamin K, which can help heal damage done by the ulcers. Vitamin K also speeds up the healing process and aids in blood clotting. And so eat, you know, vitamin K rich foods. Oats and wheat grain are really good with soluble fiber and zinc. But Melanie, there's something that I've been using for years for people with ulcers, and it works. It's called DGL. It's an herbal supplement typically used in the treatment of gastric and duodenal ulcers. And guess what? It's made from licorice. It's chewable, which, you know, I endorse chewables because it absorbs better. But they've actually had videos of ulcers healing inside after taking DGL.
Wow. You know, Dr. Friedman, I've always wondered, because I know that you're not an advocate of antacids, obviously, and people who have ulcers tend to, you know, look towards things to reduce acid production. But we need that acid to digest our food, and it's such a dichotomy going back and forth. So what do you say to people who say, well, my doctor told me to take, you know, acid blockers or histamine blockers to block that acid for my ulcers?
Yeah, you see, it's a catch-22, because antacid means against acid, but then how are you going to digest? Because we need those digestive acids to digest properly. So people that take a lot of antacids, they notoriously don't absorb calcium. They don't absorb a lot of the nutrients from other foods. But one thing that I recommend is aloe vera. It's soothing properties. It's alkaline, so it actually gets rid of the acid, but it actually helps the stomach lining. So it has antibacterial properties, makes great for fighting off the what's called the H. pylori bacteria, which is the bacteria that actually has been linked to ulcers. And something else, Melanie, it's called Melaleuca honey. Have you heard of this?
I haven't.
Great. Yeah, Melaleuca honey. You can get it from Australia, and it's been shown to go after the H. pylori bacteria, which has been linked to peptic ulcers. And I use it. It's great just to use in teas because it's real fresh, and it's great honey. If you want to Google that, Melaleuca honey is great if you've got ulcers. Or if you just want some really fresh, unprocessed honey, you can't get better than Melaleuca.
You absolutely, fresh, unprocessed honey, especially local honey if you can find it, really also helps with allergies and sore throats and spring allergies. I mean, honey is really amazing. But now, Dr. Friedman, if the H. pylori is found in your digestive tract, right away your doctor's going to recommend an antibiotic.
Correct. An antibiotic, the word itself, anti means against, biotic means life. So you're actually taking a pill that's, the word is death. You're actually killing cells. So I'm not a big fan of that, because antibiotic means against life, and the goal is to kill more of the bad cells, but it's still killing some of the good. So if you go on long-term antibiotics, then you're killing the good cells, and that can lead to all types of stuff. Yeast infections, it can actually make you more prone to future disease, and that's why I'm really not an advocate of beef, which is loaded with antibiotics. So you're getting antibiotics that they eat, so it's like a long-term, it's beyond that 10-day rule.
Well, that is definitely interesting and so confusing for some people. Have you gotten some other questions?
Yeah, a question just came in from Sylvia Huntington. She asks, Dr. Friedman and Melanie, I'm always hungry. What can I eat whenever I want and not gain weight? Good
question.
Well,
that's a fun question, isn't
yeah.
it? Why don't you start and then I'll jump in?
Yeah, my favorite actually is almonds. Just a handful of almonds and just eat them whenever you're hungry. Whenever you have the urge, they're really filling. They've got good fiber, and you're not going to gain weight. Almonds are my staple. Or celery with almond butter is really good. That's another one that'll fill you up. And whenever you're hungry, fill the urge, eat those. And they fill you up very, very quickly, so you're not hungry. So you're not eating a whole cup of them. It just takes a handful of almonds. How about you?
So the question is a little interesting because what can I eat as much as I want of and never gain weight? So right there, as the nutrition expert that I am, I would like to say you can't eat anything as much as you want and not gain weight because it's the behavior. You can eat an entire head of lettuce, but that is not going to add a calorie to your diet, but it is going to reinforce that behavior of overeating just strictly amounts. So I would like to tell her that there isn't really anything in my book that you can eat, but if you want to eat larger amounts, you still have to portion control. There are two types of ways to lose weight. You can either eat healthy foods in larger amounts and they won't damage you, or you portion control kind of anything you want and you portion control little tiny bits. I've worked with people for 25 years to lose thousands of pounds, Dr. Friedman, and, you know, vegetables, steamed, raw, salads, anything. Fruits are high in sugar. You can't eat a whole lot of fruit and not expect that sugar to sort of kick in eventually. But vegetables, really, there's no bad vegetable. There's not one I've ever met I didn't like, and there's a million things you can do with them. However, you get sick of vegetables. So you just have to realize that there is a certain behavior you have to control and a limit to the amount of anything that you can eat. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's true. But I think also if you're eating a lot of stuff with fiber, it fills you up quicker. So even if you say go ahead and eat all that you want, there's not much that they want because they're getting full quicker. So I think you bring up a good point about fruit, because you can eat fruits that don't have a lot of fiber, and then you have to worry about the glycemic index. So fruits that are the worst for you is watermelon. That'll increase pounds because it brings sugar right into the bloodstream. If you do something like blueberries, they're high in sugar, Melanie, but because there's so much fiber, they have actually a lower glycemic index. So you can eat a lot of blueberries and not worry as much as if you ate a lot of watermelon, which goes right into the cells. So again, you're right, you don't want to overeat. I mean, if you just eat, you know, 10 gallons of strawberries, you're going to gain weight, but the goal is to find something that's going to fill you up so you don't have that urge. You're not always hungry. So if you eat empty calories, you're going to be hungry a lot. And that's the key. I think this listener is having a problem with. They're probably eating empty calories, so they're always hungry because they're not fulfilling that desire, that need for the body and filling the cells.
Well, my best nutrition advice that I ever give, and I watched my mother, Dr. Friedman, lose 150 pounds. I've, you know, been doing this for so many years, is journaling. I think that you cannot do one better thing for yourself besides exercise, of course, than journaling, because then you're accountable to nobody but yourself. And if you look in the mirror every night when you've written down what you eat, whether you're trying to eat healthier, change your diet, lose weight, whatever your eating habit you're trying to change, if you write everything down, and I mean everything, and you stand in front of the mirror at night and you read it to yourself, you're accountable to nobody but yourself. And if you can read that to yourself, that is one of the hardest things people can do, and it works almost every single solitary time.
Right. One quick question, we might have time. What can I eat while I'm exercising? I'm hungry. Melanie, you take that one. Is there one particular thing that people can snack on during exercise and not worry?
Yeah, you already mentioned it. I think nuts, seeds. I love pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, nuts, you know, dried cherries, dried apples. You can have a little bit of a banana. You don't want too much because it'll make you nauseous. Right. But I do like this quick-acting protein of nuts and seeds and dried fruit. Those are going to be your best bet, with a good bottle of water, glass of water, to kind of wash it all down so that you don't, you know, have any kind of an issue. But we are out of time, Dr. Friedman, and what a fun show. I love talking with you about all these things. So listeners, keep those questions coming, because, you know, Dr. Friedman has so many interesting ideas, and then I jump in with my own, whether you want to hear them or not. But that's what it's all about right here. So keep listening to Your Good Health Radio. And if you missed any of the great information that we give, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, and follow Dr. David Friedman at Dr. Friedman. That's on Twitter. So this is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.